This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. House of Representatives meets today. Speaker holds high-level consultations ahead of the session. Prime Minister receives security briefing on Sunsari incident. All-party meeting appeal for peace and restraint. Government and Nepal Medical Association resolve dispute through five-point agreement. Doctors withdraw protest. And fresh U.S. strikes on Iran raised regional tensions and oil price concerns. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives is meeting today at 11 a.m. amid preparations to advance key legislative business. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Waghle is scheduled to table a proposal to send the bill to amend and repeal some Nepal laws related to finance 2083 to the concerned committee for clause-by-clause discussion. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial is also scheduled to present a condolence motion on the passing of former House of Representatives and Constituent Assembly member Gopal Man Shrestha. Ahead of the session, Speaker Arial held a series of separate consultations with Prime Minister Balendra Shah, CPN-UML Parliamentary Party Leader Rambahadur Thapa, Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Leader Bhishmaraj Angdembe, Nepali Communist Party Leader Barsaman Pun, and Chief Whips of various political parties, and the discussion focused on ensuring that House proceedings are more effective, dignified, and result-oriented. Meanwhile, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal called on President Ramchandra Paudil at Sital Nivas yesterday and briefed the head of the state on the latest political developments and parliamentary activities. Also today, the Legislation Management Committee is meeting to hold an orientation on the interrelationship of legislators under the federal system, with discussions focusing on the current practices, challenges and future needs. The situation in Sunsari district is gradually returning to normal following last Sunday's deadly clash between two groups as the government, local administration, security agencies and political parties intensify efforts to restore peace and social harmony. Chief District Officer Ishwari Prasad Arial said security conditions have improved and local governments have organized all-party harmony meetings to rebuild trust and prevent further unrest. Likewise, Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani called on President Ramchandra Paudil at the office of the President, Sital Nivas, and briefed the head of the state on the country's current political situation and informed him about the all-party meeting convened to discuss the Sunsari incident and efforts to maintain peace and social harmony. Similarly, Prime Minister Balendra Shah received a detailed security briefing from the chiefs of Nepal Police and the Armed Police Force and directed them to swiftly restore normalcy and maintain a high level of preparedness under the Ministry of Home Affairs. The Prime Minister also appealed to the public to reject anger, revenge and misinformation and instead promote social harmony, mutual trust and tolerance. Meanwhile, an all-party meeting convened at Singh Darbar under the coordination of Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani issued a seven-point joint appeal calling for peace, restraint and social harmony. Leaders from nine major political parties urged citizens to resolve disputes through peaceful dialogue and consensus, condemned provocations and hate speech, and called for responsible use of social media and factual reporting by the media. In the meantime, the government has expanded the committee investigating the incident by appointing two new members to strengthen the probe into ballistic and forensic aspects. The committee, headed by Home Ministry Joint Secretary Bhupendra Thapa, was initially formed on Monday with five members. The ministry has directed the panel to complete its investigation and submit its report at the earliest. The government and the Nepal Medical Association have reached a five-point agreement leading to the withdrawal of nationwide protest programs by doctors. The Medical Association had suspended outpatient and other health services on Tuesday and Wednesday, demanding action against those responsible for assaulting doctors and health workers. Following talks involving the Ministries of Health, Law, Home Affairs, Industry, Commerce and Supplies and representatives of the Medical Association, the government committed to effectively implementing the Health Workers and Health Institutions Protection Act 2066. Under the agreement, a joint task force, including representatives of the Nepal Medical Association, will be formed within 7 days to oversee implementation and recommend amendments to health-related provisions of the Consumer Protection Act 2018. The agreement was signed by secretaries from the concerned ministries and Nepal Medical Association president, paving the way for the immediate resumption of normal health services across the country. The government has approved the presentation of 9 bills in the federal parliament aimed at legal, administrative and institutional reforms. A cabinet meeting held at Singh Darbar yesterday endorsed bills to amend the laws governing the remuneration and facilities of constitutional office bearers, mines and minerals, infectious animal disease control, passports, human trafficking, child labour, domestic air service obligations, mediation and the Employees Provident Fund. The Cabinet also decided to authorize the Director General of the Department of Money Laundering Investigation or an officer designated by the Director General to serve as an investigation officer for foreign exchange-related offenses. In another decision, Khetraj Dahal of Sindhuli was nominated as a member of the Management Committee overseeing troubled cooperatives. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports, Sasmit Pokhrel, also said the Cabinet approved the 6th Amendment to the Technical Education and Vocational Training Council Regulations 2083. 2 Cabinet Ministers held separate high-level meetings yesterday to strengthen cooperation in the communications and social development sectors. Minister for Information and Communications, Dr. Bikram Timelsina met Asia-Pacific Institute for Broadcasting Development, AIBD, Chief Executive Officer Philomena Nana Pragasam to discuss media sector reforms, the growing role of community radio, legal frameworks for mass media, and preparations for the 24th AIBD conference, which will be held in Kathmandu from August 23rd to 25th. The minister said the conference would support Nepal's ongoing efforts to modernize media laws and policies, while both sides highlighted the continued importance of community radio and responsible broadcasting in the digital era. Separately, Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Sita Badi, held talks with UNICEF Nepal representative Alice Akunga on strengthening cooperation to promote the rights and welfare of women and children. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to closer collaboration in advancing child rights, education, nutrition and the protection of vulnerable communities. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has unanimously endorsed Man Bahadur Karki for appointment as the Chief Election Commissioner and Guru Wagle and Dr. Rajiv Subba as Election Commissioners. Committee Chair Bodh Narayan Shrestha said the decision was taken unanimously during a meeting held at Singh Darbar following parliamentary hearings. The endorsed nominees will now be appointed by the President. The Constitutional Council had recommended Karki for the post of Chief Electoral Commissioner and Wagle and Dr. Subba as Election Commissioners on July 13. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States has launched fresh airstrikes on Iran, with U.S. Central Command saying the operation was in response to attempted Iranian attacks on American forces in West Asia. The escalation has driven up global oil prices and disrupted commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz and the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, fueling concerns over energy supplies and international trade. The latest developments have intensified fears of wider regional instability and their potential impact on global markets. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. There is a chance of light to moderate rain or snow at a few places in the Himalayan region. Light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the hilly region. There is also a chance of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places in the Tarai of Kosi and Sudurpashim provinces and at a few places in Madhya province and the Tarai of Bagmati, Lumbini and Gandaki provinces. There is a chance of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces and in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudurpashim provinces today. Furthermore, the division stated that the monsoon trough lies close to its average position over the eastern part of Nepal, while over the western part of the country it is located north of its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 21 to 23 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. House of Representatives meet today. Speaker holds high-level consultations ahead of House session. Prime Minister receives a security briefing on Sunsari incident. All-party meeting appeal for peace and restraint. Government and Nepal Medical Association resolve dispute through five-point agreement. Doctors withdraw protest. And fresh U.S. strikes on Iran raise regional tensions and oil price concerns. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.